bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Monday. Good afternoon and welcome. This is The Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app, which you can carry just about anywhere with you. Even listening out in Candu, North Dakota. Alongside Chris Snead, I'm Choice Woodman. Got one Jonathan Benjamin Poorman across the way. I don't know what your J stands for.
So. James.
James. I was close. In that, it's a J. He's taking care of us today. You can hit us up. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions. All of it welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Hey, yo, Sneeder.
What's up?
How we doing today?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? Got to hang out at a ballpark for like 6 or 7 hours yesterday.
Not bad. I can think of a worse way to spend a Sunday.
Yeah, there are definitely worse ways. Yeah. What? It was a little nippy, but it was not bad compared to bad. Saturday, for
Wasn't
sure.
Wasn't that bad.
For sure. Got two wins out of it, too, which is ideal.
Yeah, take the dubs, man. You got to take the dubs when you can get the dubs.
Don't think many expected a sweep this weekend. You never expect a sweep.
Did not expect a sweep. I did not expect a series victory. I expected to win a game, and I wasn't sure which one it would be. I actually thought that the TBA was probably the best chance at a win.
Well, I thought so, too, and I thought so through the first inning until they brought in some Cooper guy that was amazing out of the bullpen.
My question, why didn't you start that guy?
Seven-plus ERA that throws 96, and he looked like an all-star out there. But
he was painting. He was throwing up zeros.
But it was nice to see Tech win a variety of ways this weekend, too.
Yeah, you bludgeoned him. You had a pitcher's duel.
Yep.
And you had a hard-fought just baseball game in the middle.
Scratch it out. Just find a way to win three games. And yeah. Tech's been good at home. There's no question. They continue that. The question will be, can they go and do it on the road?
Yeah. This team, you know, that was the theme. And many people said that to me, and I said it to many people. If we could just get this team to go on the road. And, you know, they really did. I mean, this team, they played this well at Arkansas. They just didn't get some of the bounces that they got at home. In Arkansas. I mean, they've actually played, you know, give or take a few hairy plays. They've played pretty hairy good plays. Baseball for the last 10 or so games.
Oh,
if you
no
go
question.
All the way back to the beginning of the TCU series, they've played pretty good baseball. I mean,
I don't think there's an argument with
they've
that.
They've got four losses in the last 10 games. Is that right? Am I right on that? My math, check it out. And all those are by one run.
Yeah.
And so, and I believe in every game they've had the lead at some point. So, this team's not playing bad baseball. And they're starting to, you know, this weekend, I think you said it. Either you said it or Hack said it in the post game yesterday. The bludgeoning on Friday allowed this team to just relax and play baseball. And it took a lot of pressure off the team. And I said, that's a poignant statement. And this team, when they're relaxed and just playing, I mean, because how long was that game yesterday, 2-1? Just forever. And it didn't seem like there's any panic.
I think you were 2-1 from the second to the eighth inning.
Yeah, and there was just no panic in that dugout. It didn't seem – I mean, there was no panic from them. They didn't seem like they were pressing. They didn't seem like they were urgent. You know, they're just like, hey, okay, we got – It's almost like the one-run lead was an 11-run lead because they were just calm. Somebody doesn't know I'm talking on the radio right now.
Bro. Pal.
And this is a guy that should know I'm talking on the radio right now.
Bill.
Holy smokes.
Dr. Dean!
Holy cow, Bill.
I don't know if that guy knows I exist or not, but he's a legend in my mind. He is.
Did you just do the Stacey Williams? Doesn't even know that I'm
not intentionally. No, I took two of Dr. Dean's classes.
I might be the only person at Tech that didn't take his class. And I ended up working for the guy for 20 years.
He was on campus.
Yeah.
I don't think my dad ever took his class, but he was on campus when my dad was in school. And he was teaching me when I was in school. So
Have I ever told you
longevity?
The first two words that he ever said to me? I was umpiring baseball. And he was coaching.
I can think
third
of some
base.
Two-word phrases.
Yes, it was a two-word phrase, but it wasn't one you're thinking. And my partner,
suck it.
My partner Tony Holland had made a call, and he was hot at Tony, and I walked down there. Now Coach Dean, just calm down. And he looked at me and he goes, "You shut up." I turned around and shut up and went back to the plate.
Calm down.
First two words he's ever said to me.
That's great.
Yeah.
I don't know if you fellas know this about Dr. Dean as well, but he is responsible for the school song, fight song, and I think mascot of Coronado High School.
Really?
I didn't know any of that.
The cool. Head coach and the principal of Coronado at that time, when it's at its conception of a school, came to him for an idea for all three of those things. And what they are known for today is because of him. And turns out the fight song ideas that they had for Coronado were between SMU and Texas A&I in Kingsville. They ended up going with Kingsville.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's that? Good to
How
know.
About that? More Bill Dean trivia?
The more you know.
You know, he was the first one to throw the switch on the first Carol of Lights in 1954. As a student
was he really?
President. Yeah.
Look at that guy.
He's the guy that turned the lights on in the first Carol of Lights.
That's a guy we need to get on. He's a pretty avid Texas sports fan.
He's a legend.
He is a legend.
He's a legend, and I love a dude. He's a father figure to me. I mean, it's like I got my dad, Bill Dean, Larry Hayes, three father figures that I follow along with. So
yeah.
Those guys right there.
We'll talk baseball, obviously. Big weekend for the Red Raiders. What does it mean in the overall picture, in the grand scheme of things? We'll get into that. We'll talk a little football. Spring football game's over. We'll let the head coach, Joey McGuire, tell us a few things from his comments in the post of a spring football game that was indoors that was not seen by everybody but was seen by the media. I think I covered it all there. And it was an overtime game.
Nice.
Not normal for a spring game.
Yeah.
So all of that went down. Plenty to get into over the next, I don't know, 3 hours or so, including the Big 12 Wheel of Destiny is complete for baseball. Had you seen this? No? Okay. Lots to get into.
Yes, there are lots to get into.
You're listening to The Bottom Line right here on 100.7 The Score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for joining us on a Monday. You're listening to The Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman, Chris Sneed hanging with you in the First United Bank studio. We'll get back to plenty of your thoughts rolling in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line right now. Time for a few headlines. If you missed it yesterday, you missed a couple of good ones. Texas Tech baseball swept through a doubleheader and swept the series against West Virginia. The then-ranked number 22 West Virginia Mountaineers. 6-4 and 3-1 the finals in both of those games. Kind of had a relaxing, just to, you know, get the monkey off your back, let your shoulders just relax a little bit game on Friday. And then two high-intensity, high-octane games on Sunday.
Yeah.
In which you don't bat an eye. Defense, might say, actually helped you for a full series this weekend.
Yeah.
Hadn't said that much, if at all, this year. Pitching was definitely a plus. So overall, You didn't have to. Long ball played a factor in the second game, but you didn't have to go win games with the home run, which has been the story most of the time at home this year. Just kind of a really nice series overall for Texas Tech to sweep through what was, before Thursday, the tied for first place team in the Big 12. You handed them three straight losses.
No mas.
They had four total Big 12 losses coming into the weekend.
Yeah.
And you gave them three.
And they were one loss on the road?
Yeah.
In conference?
They had won seven straight Big 12 games.
Yeah. They just swept Kansas.
Kansas, UCF prior to that.
And then they...
Kansas was a road series, too.
And they had
too. Taken
two of three at Oklahoma.
Yep, they lost the first one against OU and then won two straight after that.
In Norman.
So not too shabby there.
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
That's a team. And they were doing that without Weatherholt.
Yep.
All that without Weatherholt. And Weatherholt comes back, and for a second he looks like a gimp. And
he had a pretty big impact in one swing.
Yeah, he sure did.
Cutting it to 5-4, but yeah. Tech still holds on and wins. Red Raiders will next be in action on Tuesday afternoon, as Tech hosts New Mexico at 2 o'clock on Tuesday. We have Tim Tadlock show tonight, too. So yep. If you can't wait for baseball until then, you can tune in at 6 o'clock on Double T 97.3 to hear Red Raider baseball with Tim Tadlock. Sticking with baseball, Rangers beat the Braves yesterday 6-4. They avoided the sweep at the hands of Atlanta. Astros lost to the Nationals 6-0, so they lose another series. Astros now 7-16 this year. At what point do you start panicking a little as an Astros fan? I get that it's a 162-game season, but
you're going to put yourself...
That is a slow start.
Yeah, you're 7-16, and the Rangers are what? They're 11-10? Or 12-11?
12-11. I think they're one game over either way.
Yeah, and they're sitting in like first or second place in the division.
Yeah.
And the Astros are 7-16, and they're like...
Rangers 12-11, yeah.
12-11, and are they
in half game up in first place. With the team that they'll play next, the Mariners.
The Mariners,
yep.
Yeah, I mean, all of a sudden, you know, you can't – the Rangers and this division is doing everything they can do to keep the Astros in the race. If somebody gets hot and pulls away,
yeah,
the Astros will get buried. And you just – I mean, if they don't start playing – I mean, they're going to have to start playing 750 ball just to keep themselves – from getting buried.
Now, they will play, I think their next five series or so are against teams that didn't make the playoffs last year.
Okay.
And they are going to get Justin Verlander back pretty soon.
I thought he came back Friday.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. I think he did come back Friday. So they got Verlander back. They get, who else was I thinking? They get back. Framber Valdez.
Yeah. Framber.
Oh, Framber. So they should have an uptick, but man. Slow start, regardless, for the Astros.
I mean, what do we say? You can't win the division in April, but you sure can lose it.
Yep. Astros and Rangers both off tonight. Astros will open up a new series in Chicago against the Cubs tomorrow. Rangers play the Mariners in the first of a three-game series tomorrow at home. And we'll have both of those games for you.
It's a six-game homer.
Score in Double T 97.3.
You get the Mariners and the Reds.
That's correct. Yes. Rangers finally get a day off after 17 straight games.
Yeah.
It's quite a long stretch to
a lot of it. I mean, most of it on the road.
A lot of it is. High school fan zone, yours tonight.
Yeah.
All four LISD schools will drop into the First United Bank studio, talk about their teams. That starts at 6 on 100.7 The Score. Tech softball got swept by Oklahoma State as the Red Raiders tried to get one in the finale, but lost 6-4 yesterday in the finale, so they lose to number 6 OSU. Texas Tech men's golf in action as we speak at the Big 12 Men's Championship in Whispering Pines Golf Club down in Trinity, Texas. Brigham Young leading the way. Kind of a surprise there. They are 8 under par as a group. Tech is 4 over par with a bunched up middle right now, but a lot of golf to be played Tech comes in as the top seed in the tournament for the Big 12, but off to a bit of a slow start there. Playoff time for both NBA and NHL. Mavs lost to the Clippers last night, 109-97. They will play tomorrow in Game 2 of that first-round series. And the Dallas Stars get their series underway tonight, playing the Vegas Golden Knights at 8:30 this evening from Dallas. Dallas, the top seed in the West. You two can join us. Whatever thoughts, comments, questions you got, bring those in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line.
Did you see this choicer, the standings as of this morning?
I don't know.
If the Big 12 tournament happened today.
I think Tech's the 5 seed.
Tech would be the 5 seed. Guess who would not be going?
I forget that that's a thing this year.
Yeah.
I totally forgot. Guess
who would not be going to the Big 12 tournament if it started today?
Houston, right?
Houston's one.
And then TCU?
TCU.
Would they really not?
Your conference preseason favorite would not go to the Big 12 tournament if it started today.
Because, oh my goodness.
They are 7.5 games out of first place.
What?
8-13 in the conference.
Is the committee going to find a way to sneak them into the tournament?
How? Their RPI is garbage. Their RPI is in the 40s, and they just lost two games.
Well, if they go win a couple of series here, they'll get into the 30s, and then the committee's going to be like, all right, well.
Wasn't it Kansas? They just lost two games at Kansas?
No, Texas.
Oh, that's right.
Texas. They lost two in a row to Texas, whose RPI was in the 70s before the weekend.
By the way, I think Texas is the team that they're going to find a way to get in.
They've got a bigger brand, yes. They're going to be like,
I mean, they're 24-17.
Future SEC team, Texas. Let's get those guys in. They're still – Texas's RPI went up 4 spots over the weekend by winning 2 of 3 at home against TCU. Texas is 72. There is no way they get in unless their RPI gets inside the top 60.
Okay.
I'm dumb. Okay. When I speak in absolutes, it goes the opposite way. So
okay.
You're right.
Hey, I'm willing to – Let's make a bet.
I'm not going
to
make a bet. Come on. You still owe me lunch.
No, I owe you an icy.
You still owe me an icy. I couldn't even remember what the bet was.
I know what I owe you.
I keep receipts, bro.
And Cleet. I owe you and Cleet icies.
Just for the seating. Tech, by the way, moves up to 28 in the RPI.
Yeah.
First time you've been in the 20s in a little while.
Yeah. You know, the first 3 weeks of the season, you were in the top 10.
Yeah. So 28 in the RPI, which is really good. That is
tied an anchor around your rear end.
That is the fourth best in the Big 12 currently. OU's 22, OSU's 25, UCF 27, Tech 28. So the good news is you get two of those three top three RPI teams. You get OU and OSU still on the schedule. So still opportunity to climb. Opportunity to climb.
Not a lot, but a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's there.
I mean, because you better not lose. I mean, your RPI is going to drop just by taking the field tomorrow against New Mexico. And then when you go out and play Arizona State and UNLV here in a few weeks, woof.
Y'all bring in the thoughts and comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. There's a few there that I want to get to. Shelley has a request that I'm going to deny.
Denied!
Stamp the denial on it. Maybe.
Wait till next year.
I could change.
Wait till next
in
year.
5 minutes. We'll see.
Well, I mean, you'd have to wait. This is the end of the bench derby, right? You have to wait for the end of the bench Oaks for it to happen.
Probably so.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thrilled to be part of your Monday. You're listening to Bottom Line, 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman, Chris Sneed, hanging out with you here in the First United Bank studio. Keep your thoughts and comments coming in. Quite a few on the chat line. I want to return to some of that here in a moment. But first, we have important business to take care of. Cash money to give away. And we've been giving away lots of cash around these parts lately. So if you want to get involved in that, just listen in right here on 100.7 The Score. We've teamed up with our friends at The Home Zone, making your house a home, to give away a total of $10,000 to lucky local listeners. Alliteration. You just tune in here at 10:45, 12:45, and 2:45 for your secret word that we give you every day. Enter that in at 107thescore.com, and you'll get a chance at weekly cash or the grand prize at the end of this whole thing. $2,500 we'll give away at two docks. And again, straight cash, homie. No nice. Checks. No checks, no cards. This is cash. Today's word, what is today? Monday, April the 22nd. That's disgusting. How did I get this word? Can I just change the word up on my own?
I don't think you can do that.
Dang it. Jayhawks.
Oh.
Jayhawks. Some absolute stench there.
Why didn't that come out at 3 o'clock?
That's a good question. I should have just flipped, Clint. Should have been like, hey, give me your word, because he's got a good one later. Jayhawks, 12:45, word of the day. Go enter that in at 107thescore.com.
Update from the Big 12 Men's Golf Championship.
Wrong time.
Houston now in the lead by seven as a team.
Surely that's on, like, we can watch that somewhere, right?
I don't know. Texas Tech, that was the number one seed. Texas Tech, currently in eighth place, three over as a team.
This team, if you followed some of the tournaments this year, been a slow starting team.
Yeah.
They can rebound quickly.
Let's see. Highest ranking Texas Tech player on the leaderboard right now is tied for seventh, Matthew Kanagis. At a minus two.
Okay.
He's done.
He's done.
He's a minus 270.
Dunsky for the day. All right. The commentary is still rolling in on the chat line. Sneed, if you want homemade icy supplies, you can produce or procure them at the Market Street on 19th. Homemade icy supplies. So if you want to make us icy, so you can do so.
Or I could just go buy the ingredients and just drop them on your desk. Here you go.
Just spike them. No, here I want you to make me a spiked icy for
the
show.
Here's your ICs. I didn't say I was going to make them together for you.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. If you could have one of the minor league sports establish a team in Lubbock, which would it be?
Hockey.
A UFL team would be cool to have.
Hockey.
Minor league? Yeah, it's got to be hockey.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a question.
You can't.
There.
There's an 800-pound gorilla in this town athletically, and indoor football, tried it, failed. Minor league baseball, tried it, failed. Hockey, tried it, was successful.
And then it went away.
But I'm not sure why it went away. I don't think it failed. It just went away.
Mark Adams went back into coaching. That's what.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's part of it, right?
Yeah.
Because he was
the runner
general manager
that.
For that
but,
team. And
I mean, the one thing you don't have around here is hockey. And the hockey games were well attended. They were fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed going to hockey games here. I mean,
I didn't go here. But I went in Amarillo, which is still around, and that thing, it was the same.
I mean, you don't have a Division I hockey program here, and it was fun. I enjoyed going. I mean, I didn't go to a lot, but I went to a few, and they were fun to go to, and I would do that again.
Yeah,
indoor,
I agree.
Indoor football just wasn't the same when you've got Division I football. Just across the parking lot.
Hockey would be the perfect thing.
It would be.
Like on a Tuesday night or whatever. It's something, hey, let's go to the hockey game.
What does Lubbock lack? A suitable arena for it.
Yeah.
I mean, you need about a 5,000-seat barn for that.
But you also need to build something like that to update what you've got going downtown. You're talking about reestablishing, revitalizing downtown. That's something on the list.
What are you talking about? Can't do something like that unless somebody gets paid.
I don't have money.
Come on.
Don't the Lubbock Matadors count as far as minor leagues go?
You know what?
Yeah, that would count.
Yeah, they do.
That would count.
And that's right. And shame on us for forgetting that. Thanks
for
dropping
in there. Well, they asked if you could bring one in. We do have that.
We do have a minor league soccer team here, and that's a good point.
It's true.
And once again, shame on us for forgetting that. Because I mean, it's a good product.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm reading the chat line. Okay. Those results, El Jefe says that's why people shouldn't be able to vote. The horse race results.
Okay.
It's like, I think he's joking. In the chat line, also with the horse name, Air Biscuit, Dutch Oven would have been a good one. These are all natural names. All of those inappropriate names Jamie had to veto seem to come from one hour of the day, from this hour of the day. Don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
This one. Sorry, I'm catching up on the chat line. See, actually, there was is plenty to gain in the RPI. New Mexico, Rio Grande Valley hurt a little bit, but KU on the road, three games at the end of the season away from home, so it won't hurt you. Two games at home to lower RPI. Don't remotely compare to playing KU on the road, OSU on the road, and OU at home. Disagree that there's not much to be gained in the RPI. Did we say that?
Well, you're not going to jump into the teens if that's what you're expecting.
Actually, you can. There is a formula if you win your final three series.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected.
If you win your final three series, not sweep, win the final three series, okay. And then you have to win midweeks and stuff that around, I think it will jump you into the teens. I think someone did the math on it, not me. I'll pull up the tweet in a little bit. But well,
pull my pants down and call me Leroy. I just learned something.
Is that a normal saying?
I've said it before.
Okay, Leroy. There's half of it. I'm not going to do the other half. Yeah, I think Tim Tadlock's going to tell you, you play what's in front of you. You be where your feet are. They're not over there worrying about that. You win. You go win games, win series.
Win the game that gets on the schedule.
Go do that. You take care of business. Texas Tech, if you won the rest of your series, look, the Big 12 is going to get, in my mind, you're going to get one host site out of this league. I don't know that it's your conference champion necessarily. If OU is technically your regular season conference champion, but their RPI is still lower and if they have some troubles there, but they win the conference by a game, I think it could be your second place team. Or the Big 12 could get, the 15 and 16 ranked teams. You could get the bottom two as host sites. I don't know what it's going to end up settling like.
You don't want to take that bet that Texas gets in with an RPI in the 60s, 70s.
If the bet is that their RPI, here's the bet for it to qualify. Texas will not get in if their RPI is 60 or below. If it's anything higher than that, the bet.
60 or below, like 59?
No, 60 or higher. That's above.
Yeah.
60 or above. No, I'm saying 60 or below. 60 down to 70, down to 8.
No. That's higher RPI.
How's that higher?
The number's higher. The number's bigger.
Okay. But you count upwards for that.
We're going semantics.
Fine.
Here. If the number's above 60
or worse, 60 or worse, that's what we'll say. Okay. If their RPI is 60 or worse, and they get in, I lose the bet.
You sure will, because they're gonna get in.
But if they're 60 or worse, and they don't get in, I win the bet. If it goes above 50, if their RPI goes above 50 or of 59 or better, then the bet's null and void.
Dinner?
Where are we going? Because I don't have that.
You and Megan
kind of
and me and Sue, we can go.
Done.
Yeah.
Done. Okay.
You like
witnessed
steak?
It here. Of course I like steak.
All right. So
I am an American.
So do I.
Someone asked, Owen Washburn get hurt?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, all reports, there's a hot shot into the dugout and it hit somebody.
Yeah, I don't know the extent or I don't know what they're – I'm guessing you'll hear Coach Tadlock talk about it somewhat tonight.
Here's the facts today.
Yeah.
Owen Washburn was in the lineup. A foul ball went into the dugout. Owen Washburn did not come out of the dugout after that.
He was in the lineup when it happened.
Yeah.
After the foul ball went in. I think it's known that he got hit by that. Now you'll probably
know
hear
the
Coach,
extent of that.
You'll hear Coach Tadlock talk about it at least somewhat tonight on Red Raider Baseball with Tim Tadlock. Because there will at least be a question asked about it. Sneed. Have yourself a good rest of your day.
I love it.
It's the bottom line on 100.7 Score.
Bringing you the truth or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It'll be part of your Monday. You're listening to Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman, Jamie Lint, yours here in the First United Bank studio. We'll get to a few of your thoughts. Tyler said, Tech versus Tech came back and Tech swept the series.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to figure out when Jamie's in this week and not, and road tripping and not. We can squeeze a Tech versus Tech in for Jamie at some point this week, right?
Yeah, Friday. Let's do it Friday.
Do it. Wearing certain socks or undershirt doesn't impact play on the field, but guys still do it. Very fair.
Yeah, but you, that's just a, like, want to feel better kind of thing.
I literally brought a second jacket and a second hat, or like second pullover and second hat to the ballpark yesterday with the doubleheader in case Tech lost the first game.
Oh, wow.
So I could switch.
So you could switch. Yeah. Wow, that's even next level.
Is it?
Mm. I'm not sure. That is.
Like, you would do that, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Figured you would do something like that. So, I brought both in case, you know. It was a doubleheader. I'm like, hey, need to change up some mojo? We'll change it up. So what do you do if your babysitter calls with an emergency? I guess you have an Apple Watch on.
Yeah.
Or some sort of smartwatch. Yes. Right? Because that's the way you can circumvent things a little bit.
Or you have your wife keep her phone. So the babysitter can still reach
out. Yeah, that's the question. It's like, do both have to give up the phone to get that free bottle of wine, or do you get two free bottles of wine there? It's a good question. That's fair. All right, let's, speaking of questions, I got one for the group here.
Time now for Jamie's question of the day, brought to you by someone not named Jamie.
Do-do-do-do. All right, Jamie, Ben, our fine listening audience. I've seen some buzz going on, mostly on the internet or message boards, about, you know, these super leagues and what could happen in the future. And that's the evergreen topic, something that will never go away, maybe as long as we have college sports, is conference realignment. Maybe until we reach the two super leagues that people are predicting. But with that conversation, Jamie, if we're living in a fantasy world here and you could go pluck one team from the Big Ten, one team from the ACC, one team from the SEC, and a group of five team, if you're adding four total teams, one from each of those, if you're making an addition to make the Big 12 a 20-team conference, what four teams are you going with? Remember, one Big Ten, one ACC, one SEC, and one group of five. So you can't go pick like A&M and Texas together, or you can't go pick, you know, you could pick one or the other, but.
Okay. Give me Oregon out of the Big Ten.
You can pick the same one, Ben. It's like,
give me Tennessee out of the SEC. Give me
Ben's having a conniption because he doesn't like your pick so far.
Duke in the ACC.
Duke, okay.
And give me group of five, Boise State.
Tennessee, he said, Oregon. Man, the footprint of this league. Duke. And
Boise State.
Boise State, okay.
Because I
pretty solid grouping there.
Would love to see the Red Raiders play at Oregon. Love to see the Red Raiders play at Tennessee. Okay. Would love to see the Red Raider basketball team play at Duke.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see the Red Raiders play on the blue field.
Okay. All right. These aren't just home and homes. You're bringing these guys in permanently.
Yeah.
I like them all. If we...
Duke comes to town for basketball?
Oh, my gosh. It'd be
awesome. It'd be so much fun. That atmosphere would be completely lit.
Yo.
Y'all.
Yes. Tech's going to win some more games this week. Just locked up the New Mexico game tomorrow. All right, Ben. What are you going with? And you can pick the same ones as Jamie. It's allowed. You
well, I was on the verge of going shuffle mode here, but...
You got like an iPod over there or what? How are you shuffling it? Is he too young to know what an iPod is?
Probably. No, I had one of those iPod okay. Nanos All before.
Right. Okay.
I had those. Oh, crap. If I weren't picking Oregon as far as Big Ten goes, give me either Nebraska or Michigan State. SEC. If not Tennessee, give me LSU.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
I already said ACC, didn't I?
No.
Okay. Give me the... It's going to sound a little random, but if not Syracuse, then Miami Hurricanes. Just for history's sake. And anybody outside of that, I go with SMU. Just to give the state some love.
They're ACC.
Oh, dang it.
I know. It's weird to think about, but they are an ACC team.
That just
now.
Never sat well with me, and I don't think it ever will.
I think we can sit here just like the San Diego Chargers moving to Los Angeles and still forget that SMU is an ACC team 5 years from now. We may forget that.
Cal.
Stanford.
So weird.
It's very strange.
Crap. I'll have to...
You're taking this seriously,
tough.
Ben.
This is tough. This is a great question. It's got me in my feelings.
I'll let you ponder upon that one. Give it to us in a moment.
I'll just throw out San Diego State.
Okay.
It's a good one for basketball.
Yeah, I don't think that's that's terrible. Would you like
Marshall Faulk's gone, right?
He's gone. The California flavor, I'm not a big Cali guy, but I don't think it'd be a bad thing to have one Cali team in the Big 12.
Okay.
Not named Cal or Stanford. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want either of those. Not really UCLA. I think Nebraska is definitely one I thought about, but I would pick Oregon first. I think it's a good brand name. The other one, I think I'm going ACC. I'd go Clemson. I don't know what the fit is like, but I haven't been around a ton of Clemson fans. There was some cockiness when I was around Clemson fans one time at the Tangerine Bowl in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
But it still wasn't to the level of SEC arrogance or Texas arrogance. I don't think they would come in and say, hey, we're going to run this league. We're going to be – everybody's going to bow down to us and we're going to listen. So I think it's good to have a brand, but not one that's trying to control everything. So Oregon, Clemson, SEC, I think I'd go Arkansas. And purely for can't stand them.
Well, that makes it fun.
Would be fun mm-hmm. for that reason. I think I don't want Texas or OU back in this league. I wouldn't mind the Aggies back just because of success against them. So,
and plus it just gets our fans excited. I used to be different on this.
Yeah, no.
Where I wanted nothing to do with the Aggies again. But I just think it our fans get so excited and makes for a great atmosphere. And
sure.
I love going to a sporting event where, you know, it's got that just – the atmosphere that kind of gives you chills.
Yeah.
And I think when, you know, we do that well here, when it's a team that we're really passionate against.
Yeah.
So I think that would be cool.
And one that's semi-regional, but it's, I don't know how well they'd fit. Give me Air Force as the other
one.
I think they're pretty good in just about everything, solid in everything. And I would love having a service academy in the Big 12 Conference. That could be pretty cool. And Colorado Springs.
Yes.
Beautiful a lot of times of the year.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Happy Monday. You're listening to The Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. We'll get back to some baseball conversation in a moment. Got a couple of questions for Linty. Is that an approved nickname?
Lenty?
Lenty. No, probably not. No choice. No, he is Lenty.
I don't think anybody calls me Lenty.
Can I be the first?
Probably not.
Okay.
You can. I don't care. It's not insulting or anything.
Okay. You don't like throwing the Y on the end of names, though. You've already got that sound to your name.
I'm not saying that I don't like it. It's just a silly baseball thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's some it just sounds terrible with. Like Choicy would be horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't think
or
that
Jamie.
Works.
Jamie E.
Benny? Benny works.
Benny works.
Benny.
Yeah.
Get out of the pen. Huh. Quit throwing the football around. This is baseball. All right. What do we get to tell you you're wrong about today?
All right. So I'm going to tell you, we sit here today and your Red Raiders are in fifth place in the Big 12 standings.
That is correct.
That is correct. I'm going to tell you that Texas Tech will not finish any higher than third in the Big 12 conference, but they will end up with a 2 seed.
Okay. I was really confused because I thought you were talking about...
In the Big 12 tournament?
In the Big 12 tournament.
Yeah, no.
Like, man,
yeah, like Oklahoma State.
What kind of trick shot are you pulling
kicked
on
out?
Me here?
Yeah. Yeah,
we're going to like... omit someone from the tournament?
In the real tournament.
I love that you said Oklahoma State as if they would be the cheating team because, I mean, historically that would be accurate. Just going to say. Didn't they have to sit out of the Big 12 basketball tournament once? Or did they play in that?
Yeah, just recently, didn't
they? Yeah. A
couple years ago.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll be a 2 seed but won't finish higher than 3 in the Big 12. I'm counting up the maths in my head. I think you're wrong.
Which part?
I think you will be at least a 2 seed.
At least?
I think there is still a chance. I'm holding that hope if you win all three tournaments.
In the Big 12, in the Big 12 standings, you're going to get to number 2?
You said no better than 3? I think you can get to 2. Yes. Oklahoma State, West Virginia, and Texas are all tied at 11-7 currently, which is a game and a half better than Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big gap there.
Nope.
You play Oklahoma State. You own the tiebreak on West Virginia, but I mean that would you could be tied for second or third there.
You know what really stinks?
The Texas.
There are 3 teams behind you in the standings that beat you in conference series.
Yeah, that stinks. If the trend continues, then you're going to lose to Kansas this weekend.
You said it, not me.
I said if the trend continues. I don't anticipate it's going to continue. I'm riding fairly high after this weekend.
So you think they will get to number 2 in the Big 12 standings?
Well, you said it definitively that they won't. I think there's a chance of it.
Okay, I don't think they're going to get to number 2 in the Big 12 standings.
I think they can.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, I do think they will. I think you're seeing this team play really well as of late, including your 4-game losing streak. I mean, those are games that absolutely could have gone your way. You've gone 8 wins in a row, 4 games where you lost by a total of 5 runs, and 3 wins in a row against what was the number 22 team in the country. And the fact that you've been able to win games more recently and play in games where you haven't just had to lean heavily on the home run ball, and your pitching has come around quite a bit in recent weeks, gives me confidence in this team. Yeah, I get that you're behind in the standings. I don't think you're going to go hop over OU to win the Big 12. But I do think this team can, and I guess my rose-colored glasses walking away from the weekend, I'll say will get into second place when all the dust settles. Now, that's predicting a series win this weekend, and that's predicting a series win over OU, and you would be right there probably playing OSU for second place at that point if you win the next two series.
Mm-hmm.
Playing OSU for second place.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think you're wrong, but not. That's just mostly biased thinking. Your statement was pretty logical.
Okay, so with the chaos that's going on in the Big 12, with TCU being picked as the favorite, and you mentioned choice on the list, everybody being ahead or up top of the other, I'm going to agree with you on this. I do think Tech will finish second as well because the offense has been going their way, to say the least. You've stood a chance with the number two team in the nation, which wasn't a blowout, either of them.
So it really feels like if you're going to get to number two, you've got to win the series in Stillwater.
I think so. I think it would be winning all three series. I think you have to. Go 6-3 down the stretch. Just not a crazy number.
No.
And
no,
honestly. No.
But you haven't won a Big 12 road series yet.
No.
You're predicting back-to-back, one of them against a really good team.
Yep.
You mentioned earlier.
Makes no sense.
You mentioned earlier, choice, if they win at least one game for these next two or next few series, the RPI would be bumped up to 17, correct?
6-3. This is just going off of the.
No, you got to win all three series, right?
Yeah, you got to win all three series, not one game. It's winning each series. And I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's what how that was worded. So if you won all three series and take care of your midweeks as well, then I think it gets you as high as 17 in the RPI.
Mm-hmm.
And 17 in the RPI is at least a two seed, to say the least. Right now, we'll get to most of the projections come out on Wednesday or Thursday from Baseball America, from D1 Baseball, where they give their field of 64. Most of those come out around Wednesday, but I would guess almost everyone will have Tech as a two seed right now.
I would think so, at 28 in the RPI.
Yep. That's about
fifth
that
in the
territory.
Big 12.
About that territory. But, Jamie, going back to what we saw this weekend, I think where I do gain confidence is mostly, you won basically Sunday's second game by the long ball. You win a 3-1 game and you had two solo home runs. Doesn't feel like you're just really heavily leaning on it. The rest of the weekend, that wasn't the case. You had a home run on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big one.
Sure.
But the game was already...
It was already over.
Yeah, pretty well. And then you had another home run in the first game on Sunday, but it wasn't the deciding... Well, it was a solo home run in a 6-4 game, so it helped, but it wasn't how you just went and won the game. But the pitching to me is... Well, Mac Heuer struggled a little bit in the fourth and fifth.
Five walks, yeah.
Kyle Robinson, yeah, that was the most he's walked by far all season. Kyle Robinson struggled in the first and second. You still got out of jams very well this weekend.
Made big pitches in key spots.
And I don't want to scare it away, so I'm not going to say it too loud. Your defense actually helped you win the series this weekend.
Yeah.
And that's something we haven't really said at all this year.
No.
It's been rare.
Yeah, it was a big play in the eighth in game three yesterday.
Yeah, and you had another double play that was kind of a weird one from TJ Pompey. You had other double plays that got you out of innings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Saddle Tramp making a nice play.
What are you talking about? I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about there. That's part of what Sneed and I talked about. It's not something you would normally say is part of baseball, but it is part of baseball, right? You see it at the big league level.
Sure.
Not something that anybody tries to do.
Like, you just don't want to be known as the guy or the team that does that often.
No.
Because then it makes it look like...
That it's happening on purpose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.